Talk Radio for Catholic Life to start your day.
Morning Air
on Relevant Radio with Glenn Leverenz. Here's your host, John Harper.
Good morning. 3 minutes after the hour, it's Friday, May 21st, 2021. And think about it. Your life and mine always brings changes. Some are good, some are bad, some are unexpected. And when those changes happen to you, you've probably heard somebody say, let go and let God. It's easy to say to live it. Well, that's another thing. And coming up later in this hour, we'll give you some tips on giving all that worry over to God as He leads us down the path that He wants us to follow. Also, in a couple of minutes, getting ready for the big day, Pentecost Sunday. Glenn's got a fresh story corner straight ahead on this brand new day that we begin in prayer. And we invite you to join us for the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you ready for the big day? Sunday's Pentecost. Come, O most Holy Spirit, come. Let's get ready for that big day. How are you getting ready for that big day? Let's talk about it. Share some ideas. Kendra Von Esch is a speaker and an author and very passionate about living your Catholic life in public with us here. And she'll be a speaker at your conference parish leadership event and to really share the romance that she has with Jesus online at kendravonesch.com. Hi, Kendra. Welcome.
Hey, John. How are you doing this morning?
We're blessed to have you on. How are you getting ready for Pentecost?
Oh, boy, I cannot wait. It's finally here. It seems like forever this year. I don't know about you, but it's like Christmas for me for some odd reason.
Why is that?
So, yeah, because the Holy Spirit, as you say, is your best friend. And yeah. This entire Easter season, I've really been praying to the Holy Spirit. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago, I mentioned Mary has come into my life in a big way as well. So I just have been anticipating and thinking about them in the upper room with Mary, anticipating this Holy Spirit and praying and praying. And then when it comes, how much courage and excitement they have to bust through that upper room and go share the gospel with the world, which I think so many faithful Catholics out there aren't very comfortable doing. So I've just been praying for the Holy Spirit to enlighten the entire world. It hasn't been this selfish journey for me. It's been, Lord, please shine yourself on this dark world, this lost world, so that everyone can find that peace and love in the best friend of the Holy Spirit, who's with yeah. us every moment of every day.
Absolutely. The Holy Spirit's in all of us, but for some of us, we've had those encounters with the Holy Spirit, and you realize the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Let's share some of those stories, 888-914-9149, not only talking about how you and the family are getting ready for Pentecost, but how you really got to know, how you really started to have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because you know when you have a friendship and a deepening friendship, and that friendship becomes a romance, and perhaps you can just think of when you were courting your spouse and how that romance grew. The same thing happens with the Holy Spirit. I'd love to share your stories with Kendra Von Esch this morning, 888-914-9149. I vividly remember, you've heard me tell the stories about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit and really guiding me in a couple of critical times in my life. But I also remember Pentecost 1979. Why is that? Because my mom had breast cancer that year. And she had just gotten a clean bill of health. And it was just before Pentecost Sunday. And she and I went to the vigil mass. And there was something very different. And it was the first time I really encountered the Holy Spirit. Always knew about the Holy Spirit, but could really feel the visceral power of the Holy Spirit working in me and also working with her. And I remember getting in the car after mass and I was saying, was that, and it's not our parish, we've been there, you know, forever. And I said, was there something different about that mass? And she looked at me and she said, yeah, there was. She said, you know, I just really felt this closeness with God. And that was, I said, yeah, I did too. Nothing extraordinary about the liturgy or the preaching, but it was really the Holy Spirit, again, viscerally working in both of us, Kendra.
That's beautiful. And if there's anyone out there saying, oh boy, I kind of haven't been doing much with the Holy Spirit over this Easter season, I think over these next few days before Pentecost comes, we can dive into reflecting. So for example, you can go out to usccb.org. It's the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops site. And you can download their Lectio Divina, which has you pray and reflect on the Holy Spirit in your life so you can truly prepare for that Sunday. And maybe the Holy Spirit will impact you this Sunday on Pentecost in the way that it did in 1979 for you. I'm also doing praying a novena, which has been beautiful. There's lots of different ones out there, and you could pick it up. It's, you know, we're not a superstitious religion here. So if you didn't do the first X amount of days, who cares? Jump in and pick it up where it starts and just pay a little bit more attention to the Holy Spirit. Maybe pray to the Holy Spirit specifically. I don't know.
Isn't it funny how human nature will binge watch a TV series, but we won't binge pray and go back over. It's like, oh, I missed the novena to the Holy Spirit. This is day number 7, but we won't go back into the 7 days.
Exactly. So I'll throw one out there that's really beautiful. It's praymorenovenas.com. And each day it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So it really is applying those beautiful fruits. I mean, of course, those are gifts to us and we bear the fruit out of those gifts, but it's really beautiful. If anyone wants to go to praymorenovenas.com, there's one for you. Okay. Simple. I'm making it simple for you.
There you go. Kendra Von Esch with us this morning at 10 after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we're talking about how you're not only preparing to receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Of course, we all have the Holy Spirit, but perhaps how you've heard the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life, how you've gotten to know the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit has helped you and your family. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Glenn, as a convert to the Catholic faith, you and your wife, Jen, do you have different relationships with the Holy Spirit because you came in along the way? Is it a deeper, more intimate relationship than perhaps we as cradle Catholics who may or may not understand the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives?
I don't know. I think, you know, growing up Lutheran, kind of, mainline Protestant denomination, there wasn't a ton of talk about the Spirit as much as when I worked in Protestant Christian radio, and a lot of those stations are put together by folks in the Baptist or Assembly of God denominations, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of talk about the Spirit. So I learned a lot more about that. But I think through the years, as I think about it, even as we're talking this morning, listening to you guys, that just the kind of that nudge to go in certain directions, whether it's to call an old friend whose name might come to mind, or career direction at times, and just kind of being aware for those prompts to action by the Spirit, I think, is where we can point to the Spirit's work in our lives.
That's a key point that Glenn makes, Kendra, because we're not here talking about being quote-unquote born again, the Spirit has come to me, but in those those nudging, those little promptings, those are the guides that the Holy Spirit's giving us on a daily basis.
Yes, and just this morning, even if it's not us listening or prompting. So I've got something going on in my life. And in prayer this morning, I was finding myself getting a little anxious about it and trying to control it. So in my prayer, I asked for the Holy Spirit to fill me with His peace and trust and faith. And it was a beautiful, calming feeling. It was like the anxiety just released from me and I let it go. Just as you said, you're going to be speaking about let it go to God. I just said, you know what, Lord, if this is what you want to happen in my life, I'll take it. If not, then I know that it wasn't right. And I think that is the Spirit. If we call on the Spirit throughout our struggles, but also listening to those promptings, as Glenn said, and being moved by the Spirit and not counteracting it or trying to control the situation, but going with where God wants you to go. And God right now wants me to let go. As much as I want to hold on and steer, I know that it's best for me to allow Him to do what He needs to do in order to make this happen in my life, if it's His will, by the way.
Right, exactly. Because, Kendra, those moments with the Holy Spirit, it is not something that comes with blares of trumpets. Well, maybe sometimes it does for you, but when you put together something in your life, we'll just step out of the spiritual realm for a moment, and, you know, someone connects the dots for you and you go, oh, yeah. and then you suddenly see something that you didn't see before. That really is the Holy Spirit at work in your spiritual life, on your journey to heaven. It's all of those, oh yeah, moments where suddenly a lot of dots are connected. And then you start to see, this is also one of the gifts, at least I've gotten from the Holy Spirit, you start to see all of those blessings that were along the path to where you are right now that perhaps you didn't see when they were happening to you.
Exactly. And just the other day, you're so spot on. Just the other day, we had read, "Consecrate me in the truth," that the Holy Spirit is truth. He will lead you. I think about, again, been really reflecting on the apostles in the upper room. How are they going to remember everything that Jesus taught them? How are they going to know what the truth is when they get out there and they have heretics and different, you know, things that are persecuting them and going against what Jesus taught them? Well, the Holy Spirit is there to lead them and to guide them and to connect those dots in the in our real life. And it's amazing when those happen, because I do give credit to God, because I'm a little dense. I say, Lord, you have to beat me over the head to help me understand this. But when I do, I'm so, so very grateful. And I am always thanking the Holy Spirit for enlightening my mind and encouraging me to move forward in my spiritual life with Him.
You and I have that same prayer. Holy Spirit, give me a whack in the side of the head. I think I need this right now because I can't see where I'm going here. Kendra Von Esch is with us this morning on Morning Air. We're preparing for Pentecost Sunday. And those moments you've had with the Holy Spirit, those moments when you've heard the Holy Spirit, or those, oh yeah, moments when the Holy Spirit has connected spiritual dots for you and you've seen the blessings in your life. How are you getting ready for Pentecost? That's what we're talking about with you at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You talk about the upper room and use the word apostles. And in the last hour, Father Al Audette was here and he was talking about how you and I are the apostles of today. And that's something to really remember. That's a Holy Spirit aha moment, is that we're the apostles of today. When we go to our parishes this weekend, we're not only the living history of our parish, but we're going to actually help build on that history for the next generations who will sit in that pew.
Exactly. And I know that a lot of us forget to be those apostles. We're called to not only be disciples, but make disciples.
Right.
So a lot of people get afraid to speak about their faith. And I just want to encourage people, it's not about what you say, it's about how you live and how you love. And so if you're finding yourself getting frustrated or irritated, call on the Holy Spirit for His peace and His love, and be that beacon of light for those around you so they can look at you different and know what's up with this person. And you could say, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God within me, and others will be attracted to you. So I think all too often we're afraid, oh, I got to get out there and quote Bible verses and catechize people. And it's really just loving and caring people in a way that's genuine and godlike. And we need God for that. We don't have that capability on our own.
And that's kind of frightening at times when you have to go out of, again, we use that term, go out of your comfort zone. It's like, ooh, I don't know if I can do it. But if when you ask the Holy Spirit to just give you an assist, you find that the words are there. And then it becomes like breathing. And you realize that you know more about your faith than you give yourself credit for, right?
Exactly. Well, and if we just moved with the Holy Spirit without trying to second guess it and say, what am I going to say? And just said, like the gospel says, don't try to find the words when you're being persecuted or when you're being attacked. He said, the Holy Spirit will give you the words. So if you just say, come Holy Spirit, quickly, it could be in a work setting when you're working with someone that, you know, you have relationship issues with, or you've got some disciplinary action to take. Just breathing those words out, come Holy Spirit, in your head or out of your lips, will truly help, because you're going to have a different compassionate view on the words that you're going to say, right? The truth with love, as we always say, is the best way to deal with anything, whether it's talking about faith or having those tough conversations about the way that we're living our lives and moral discussions, etc.
You know, as much as he deserves our props, Patrick Madrid, who knows the answers to every single question ever, he even knew, I asked him one time what his favorite color was, and he even knew that. And so we don't need to.
He knew my social security number. It's amazing.
He's got a lot of info there.
He does.
But we don't have to have all the info before we evangelize, do we? We can share our story, which someone really can't discount. And like Kendra had said, there are actions, maybe speak loudest of all. But I think just just great encouragement for us to kind of wade into that opportunity without, you know, having 16 degrees behind our name before we start.
Right. Or, so if anyone is challenging you and they know their religion and their stuff more than you, don't panic. If you don't know the answer, guess what? You could say, I don't know, but I want to find out. I'll get back to you. Right. It's okay not to know everything. I don't know everything. You don't know everything. That's why we're human beings. We only will know stuff, everything, when we hopefully get to heaven. So give yourself a little, you know, kindness and cut yourself some slack so that you can just get back. But take that initiative to not shy away, because we should be more about love, and they should see that we know God through that love. And then back it up with facts and things that you have learned. And if you haven't learned, find a priest, go online, check out the catechism, send me an email. I'll be happy to help. You know, listen to Patrick Madrid, continue to listen to Relevant Radio, because there's a wealth of information, not just about the faith, but also about resources to learn more about the faith and deepen your relationship with God. It's a beautiful ministry.
And Glenn really hit it on the head here as we talk about preparing for Pentecost and the Holy Spirit to work in your life with Kendra Von Esch, is just simply sharing our story. It's the beauty and truth of our story. That's the most compelling form of evangelization. And I think sometimes we hear that word evangelization and we kind of tense up because we don't think that we can defend or talk about our faith the way a Patrick Madrid or a Cale Clark can do every day on Relevant Radio. But simply the truth of how we've lived our lives and how God has been at work in our lives is the most powerful witness to have the Holy Spirit plant seeds in someone else who needs to hear that truth.
Exactly. And I want to tell most people, don't feel like you have to be the one to evangelize your family. Even Jesus was not accepted in his own town and his own family. So we can just live the best that we can and plant those seeds and pray for other people to come into their lives to hopefully evangelize in ways that maybe we can't. But again, it's all about how we treat people and what we do. We cannot be hypocrites. I did that for a while, and my husband called me out on it when I was acting one way out in public, and then I was at home not acting that way. And he's like, wait a minute, you can't be two different people.
Yeah.
And this was it was a few years ago. And I was like, he was evangelizing me, my non-practicing Catholic husband. So you never know when someone will come into your life and shine the light on what you're doing and make you think twice about it.
That voice of the Holy Spirit as we prepare for Pentecost. Both Glenn and I are readers in our parish, and when I was reading at the Vigil Mass last Saturday and doing the parish announcements before Mass, our pastor has asked everyone to wear a little bit of red this weekend for Pentecost Sunday. So that's a simple visible way of unity and how we are one as Catholic, and also to prepare for the Holy Spirit. Come, O most Holy Spirit, come is a prayer that you have heard us pray on this radio program. We do that every single day, and I'm sure you do and have experienced the power of come, O most Holy Spirit, come. Kendra Von Esch, a speaker, author, very passionate to motivate you. She's done that to deepen your romance with God and to deepen your Catholic faith. You can find her online at KendraVonEsch.com. That's KendraVonEsch.com. Kendra, thanks. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too. Have a beautiful Pentecost. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kendra Von Esch, this morning at 21 after on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Let go and let God. Easier said than done, right? Coming up, Gary Zimek will give you some tips on giving all that worry over to God. That's all coming up right after we hear today's gospel reading from the 21st chapter of John on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
John, chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. He then said to Simon Peter a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Simon Peter answered him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me."
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app. Pagan cults, moral depravity. Coming this Monday to Relevant Radio. Saints in Sin City. Saints in Sin City. Starring St. Paul and narrated by Canadian sensation, Cale Clark.
I'm not so sure about the whole sensation thing, but I am sure of this. You can join me for an in-depth look at 1 Corinthians beginning Monday at 12:30 p.m. Central. It's The Faith Explained on Relevant Radio, and you can catch anything you've missed in the podcast on the Relevant Radio app.
Have you ever wondered why Jesus chose 12 apostles and not 10 or 7 or some other number? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and maybe you already know the answer to this. There were 12 tribes of Israel, the chosen people, and the reason for 12 is that the great Jewish patriarch, Jacob, also known by the name Israel, had 12 sons. That was the old covenant. And so when Jesus came to bring a new covenant, he chose 12 men to be the pillars of his church. In ancient times, the number 12 represented maturity, or the perfection of government. So when Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus and did not repent, but despaired of ever being forgiven, and then died, the apostles decided they had to replace him so that the number 12 would be complete. According to the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the saint whom we celebrate today was chosen to take Judas Iscariot's place. His name was Matthias, and he was one of the many followers of Jesus who also saw Jesus after his resurrection, and so could give witness to that fact. Pope Benedict once drew an important lesson from all this for us. He said that this choice of Matthias compensated for the betrayal of Judas, and that every Christian is called in his or her own life to balance the evil in the world with good. Here's how the Holy Father actually put it. We draw from this a final lesson. While there is no lack of unworthy and traitorous Christians in the church, it is up to each of us to counterbalance the evil done by them with our clear witness to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app. Here's another way to support Relevant Radio financially. Have a traditional IRA or Roth IRA? Qualifying charitable distributions from traditional IRA or Roth IRA accounts can be excluded from gross income. This is great news if you need to take a required minimum distribution but don't want to add to your taxable income for the year. If you own an IRA and are 70 and a half or older, you can make a tax-free transfer to Relevant Radio.
Go to relevantradio.com and click on the support tab.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
27 after, good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. John and Glenn. Glenn's got a fresh story corner coming up. Also, in the next half hour, we'll take your prayer intentions at 888-914-9149, just ahead of going in the Adoration Chapel. But right now, let's talk about something that perhaps you do, I do, and that's worry, right? It's just the undercurrent of our lives. And when you think about changes, the inevitable changes in our lives, some are good, some are bad. Some are unexpected, and when change happens to you, you've heard that old saying of let go and let God, and you get that. You get that when things are going well. When things are not going well, it's pretty hard to put that into effect. But right now, Gary Zimek is here to give you some tips on giving all that worry over to God as He leads you and me down the path that he wants us to follow. And that's a little difficult as well. And sometimes we worry about that. Gary Zimek is the author of the new book, Give Up Worry for Good. You can find him and his email reflections online at followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. Gary, good morning. Oops. We'll have to connect with Gary. We're still plugging everything in. You sent so much email to us last week because we started talking about giving up worry, and we started this whole conversation. I know I've talked to a lot of you on email that said, okay, can you bring Gary back? Can you help us out with worry? And maybe you've got that worry in your life. 888-914-9149. How have you been able to, or maybe you're still struggling with this, either way, to give that worry over to God? 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Gary's going to help us out here this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app and giving that worry over to God. How have you done it? We'll share your stories at 888-914-9149. Gary, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. Had a bit of a mic issue. Sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. We got a tremendous response last week when you were on and they were talking about all of the, and you know, we're getting some feedback here, so you'll excuse me because I'm just hearing my voice back in me. There we go. A tremendous response from our Relevant Radio listeners who say, yeah, we need some more of this wisdom from Gary in how he dealt with worry in his life and how he was able to finally give it over to God. Oh, I think we've lost Gary again. It's the magic of reconnecting. It's amazing that we can we get the pictures back from Mars, but sometimes across the street, it's just like the cell phone connections, right? You know all of those places if you're in the car where those dead spots are, and you're wondering after all these years, why can't they figure it out? And it's one of those things that you can worry about or just kind of not worry about and just kind of give it over to God. And that's what we're talking about this morning is how you've given over worry to God. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I think we've got Gary back right now. We're not going to worry about the technical stuff. Someone will figure that out somewhere along the line, Gary. But when you get into that little valley of worry, what do you do? Oh, we're still reconnecting with Gary. So we'll figure out. And we're going to share your stories here at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Because, you know, worry has just kind of been, at times in my life, kind of the undercurrent of my life. And have you noticed that when worry gets to the point where, you know, it almost becomes unbearable, where you can kind of feel it in the pit of your stomach. Is that the time that you turn to Jesus? I've got a Divine Mercy image here in the studio, and so does Drew Mariani. He's got one in his office. It's in the studio where he does the Divine Mercy chaplet every single day. And to just look at that and just kind of study and contemplate that photo and say, Jesus, I trust in you, and just to try to get everything out of your mind and just plug everything in and just let God. It's going to let God and let go. I think we finally connected with Gary this after a number of attempts. Gary, is that you?
John, it's me.
There you go. All right.
Somebody doesn't want us to do this segment today or something.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And we can worry about it or we can just simply let it go. So when you're in that valley of worry, what do you do?
Yeah. You know, John, I think one of the things that I always try to do is remember that God is in control. And it's so easy to forget that he's in control and that anything that he allows to happen in my life, he is allowing to happen. He could stop it if he wants to. You know, we've talked about this before. That doesn't mean that he wills evil, but he allows it to happen and he can always bring a greater good out of it. And I need to remind myself of this, that, okay, this situation, this unexpected turn of events, this unpleasant experience, God is allowing this to happen. Therefore, he's allowing it to happen for a reason. And that's when I turn to him and say, all right, Lord, what do you want me to get out of this? What do you want me to learn? How do you want me to respond in this situation? And I do this all the time. And, you know, John, it gets easier. I'm still working on it, but it does get easier. And I'm learning to trust him more.
And that's an important point, Gary, because it's not, okay, God has answered this prayer, on to the next thing. That struggle with right. worry and giving it all over to him is something that you find you do every time there's worry in your life.
Exactly. And, you know, John, one of the things that this just came up last night, my wife and I were talking. My one daughter graduated from college this year. She's looking for a job right now. She doesn't have anything. And my wife and I said, like, wow, we can't see how this is going to turn out. You know, she's got some challenges. She's special needs. She has some difficulties. But then we talked about it, and I said, but look what the Lord just did. He brought us through this pandemic. We're still alive. We're healthy. Things are opening up again. And we did what I think is so important for all of us to do at times. We looked back to the past and recognized that God was faithful. He has come through for us so many times in the past in ways that we never thought possible. So therefore, we can look to the future, to us an uncertain future, with confidence, knowing that, hey, he did this before. He's still in control, and we can relax knowing that he's going to handle this again in the way that it should be handled.
Well, Gary, you're kind of answering my next question slash comment here about if we can kind of build up a record of how we've come through tough times, to look back on it and see how right. God has helped us. And maybe we are coming out, you know, in decent shape of all the COVID business, and we can be thankful and chalk that up to another success with the Lord helping us out to hopefully help reduce worry in the future.
Exactly, Glenn. And that's something that I have to work at, and I've learned to do. I have to get better at it. But, you know, even in my speaking career, there's a lot of uncertainty. I'm headed out to Wisconsin today to speak for the first time in over a year. But the engagements are a little lighter. You know, I don't really have a lot of booked engagements because the world has not fully opened up. So I'm facing, in my mind, an uncertain future. But I got to just trust that the Lord will lead me to where I'm supposed to be. And looking back is the secret. He got me this far. I don't know why he wouldn't bring me, why he wouldn't be there for me in the future.
What do you do when you worry? 888-914-9149. Don't worry. Just give it over all to God. Do you do that? Is it easy for you? And perhaps you've got that worry right now in your life. Gary Zimek here to help this morning. 888-914-9149 on giving all the worry over to God. How have you done that? Or maybe you're struggling with that right now. We'll help at 888-914-9149. What's the right amount of worry to have in your life? I know that's a difficult question to answer because it's so open-ended, but it depends on what the situation is. But we're not just talking about eliminating all worry and just skipping through life with absolutely, you know, no cares in the world. There is a certain amount of worry that just is the undercurrent of everything that we do. How do you keep that in perspective?
John, I think we want to differentiate between worry and concern. I think concern's really healthy. If we have a problem in our life, the Lord wants us to do something about it if it's mm-hmm. within our capability. But the worry is when we try to control the uncontrollable and just let it spin around in our minds. You know, worry is a useless activity, but yet concern, on the other hand, can lead to something productive. You know, I think a good rule of thumb is, I've got this problem in my life. Is there anything I can do about it? You know, if so, do it. God wants you to do what you can.
Right.
But so often we get to the point where we can't control, you know, everything, all of our circumstances. And that's when he wants us to trust him. It's really a joint effort. It's us and the Lord. He wants us to cooperate with him, but he also wants us to trust him. And sometimes when we don't know what to do, that's because he just wants us to wait and be patient.
With 2020 spiritual hindsight, we always see those crosses that we've carried, Gary Zimek, and we've seen that God doesn't give us something that we can't handle. When that cross is happening right now, and it's heavy, it's hard to see that God is not going to give us something that we can't handle. How do you balance that so you have a little more faith to put the worry in perspective and know that God's given you this cross right now? It's part of his plan, and you're going to get through it.
You know, John, when you look at the apostles when they were in the storm at sea and Jesus was in the boat with them, they didn't have a lot of time to really meditate and think about, all right, let's look at this analytically. Let's recognize who we are with in the boat. No, they freaked out. They panicked because they were in the storm. But once Jesus calmed the storm, the scripture tells us that they said, who is this man who he can even control the waves? You know, so they looked back with that hindsight. And I guess that's the secret. when the storm has passed, in those moments between storms, that's the time for us to look back and to analyze that, yeah, the Lord was with us, so that when we're in the midst of the next storm, even though we can't think clearly, we can think clearly enough to realize that, wait a minute, God's still in charge. It doesn't feel like it, but he is. And I found that to be an effective technique in my own life.
Because even good changes can cause some worry, can't they?
Yeah, change. Look, I'm not a big fan of change. I'll come right.
None of us is. Yeah,
like
none
change.
Of us is. Yeah.
I like to be comfortable. And I think being comfortable is probably the worst thing for me and really for anybody, especially on a spiritual level. Because when we get comfortable, we start to take things for granted. You know, over a year ago, I took for granted the fact that I could go to daily mass whenever I wanted to. Well, I got a surprise in 2020, and then I realized that you can't take anything for granted because you never know. So, yeah, change is good, and the Lord knows what we need. And I'm going to resist change. If I had any say about it, I wouldn't go along with any change. And he knows that. That's why sometimes he has to spring things on me.
Gary, you said the Lord knows what we need. He created us. He loves us. He's cheering for us. And do we need sometimes to just try and give him more responsibility and, you know, even blame for the tough spot that we're in and, you know, and say, okay, God, you know, you've got me in this situation. Here you go. Not easy to do, but can that kind of help us a little bit to, you know, okay, God, now I need you to, you know, take your turn here.
Glenn, I always love your insightful comments. That's been my prayer on many occasions. Like, okay, Lord, you got me here. This is essentially, you know, and maybe in a nicer way, I say to him, this is your problem. You got to fix this for me. You got me here, please. And, you know, really, if you look at the book of Psalms, you see this sentiment repeated throughout the book of Psalms. Lord, we're your people. We need you. You got us here. Help us. And you know, I think he wants us to pray like that.
Gary Zimek is with us this morning. We're helping you put worry in perspective, giving it all over to God. How do you do that? 888-914-9149. Perhaps there's some worry in your life right now and you're struggling. How to give that all over to God? Gary Zimek is here to help you. 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Have there been times in your life, Gary, where the worry has kind of blinded your faith? What have you done if that's happened?
Oh, yeah. And I think it's happened multiple times, John, and I think when it happens, I think the best thing to do is be honest and to say to the Lord, and I've said this, Lord, I don't feel you. I don't feel you. I don't feel that you're with me. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, that faith kicks in. I think our faith kicks in, that gift of faith that we're given when we're baptized to receive the gift of faith, that enables us to intellectually say, even though everything in my body is saying that the Lord is not going to take care of me and that he's not even here, somehow in my head, I know that he really is. And I've also sent up prayers saying, Lord, if you're real, you got to show me right now. You know, and I don't think we should be afraid to do that because he wants to respond to that. Lord, I don't believe this. I don't believe this problem can ever turn around. You have to help me because I can't do it. And I find that he does come through when you pray like that.
No, Gary, we can get into some trouble. There are some preachers out there who, you know, name it and claim it, and the prosperity gospel,
yeah,
and things,
yeah,
like that. But we can get into too much trouble, can't we, if we try to tie worldly success to faith, or even if we're in a Christian-related business and we try to tie our success, yeah, in that business to our faith, that can lead us down the wrong path.
Absolutely, Glenn. And there's a lot of that. We hear a lot of preachers claiming that. But really, you look at the life of Christ, he lived a life of poverty. So we're not promised material wealth in this life, and that would be silly to expect that, because a lot of times that can cause more problems for us if we have too much wealth. And again, that's relative. It depends on the situation. But really, what the way we should pray is, Lord, I know you can turn this situation around. I know you can. I know you can heal me. I know you can restore my finances. I know you can do whatever, but not my will, but your will be done. You know what's best. And at times, he wants us to go through difficulties, and he won't turn it around instantly. He won't give us that instant healing. He won't restore the finances immediately. But I've learned over the course of my life to trust him and that he does know what's best. But while you're going through it, it's sometimes not easy.
How hard was that trust at the beginning of going through that?
It was very difficult because I didn't know the Lord well enough. You know, John, I think that's the key. The more you know him, the more you walk with him, the more you see how faithful he is, the easier it becomes. That's why I tell people initially, when you're trying to stop worrying, don't worry if you feel afraid, because fear is an emotion. You know, fear's not right or wrong. It's morally neutral. That's what the church teaches.
Right.
However, the more you walk with the Lord, this is what I find, my excessive or irrational fear, and I'm not talking about fear that I should have, but mm-hmm. irrational, the excessive fear, it begins to diminish. In other words, I'm less afraid than I used to be because I've seen what Jesus can do in my life.
We're talking about putting your worry and your life in God's hands. 888-914-9149. Linda joining us in New Brighton, Minnesota. Linda, good morning. You're on with Gary Zimek. Hi, Linda. Are you there? Okay, I guess she's not there. She wants to know about this. She says sometimes it takes her a while to figure out the difference between concern and worry. What would your advice be to Linda?
Boy, that's a great point. Well, it's essentially, concern is a response to fear. So if you're afraid, then what do we do then? I would say the best thing is to go back to what I was saying earlier. If there is something I can do about it, then do it. That's a good response. That's concern. And then pray about, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And in the meantime, if I'm completely powerless, if I can't control the situation at all, and I begin to play the what if game and to speculate in my head and let the negative thoughts run wild, then I've crossed over into worry. So worry is useless. Concern is productive. It's something that I can do. But oftentimes it's hard to know, because, you know, you can be in that situation where you think, like, okay, I know the Lord wants me to do something. Even though I can't think of it, I know he wants me to do something. And I'm just going to keep thinking and thinking and thinking. And then you get yourself all spun up. So it's tricky. You got to stay close to him. And, John, here we go again. We've talked about him a lot. You depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to advise you and to let you know.
Well, Gary, if we find ourselves in a tough spot and we think, okay, God, my spot will be fixed if X, Y, and Z happens, but do we sometimes need to allow ourselves to be surprised by God? His plan for our success might be in a totally different way, and so we realize we kind of need to not keep him in a box.
Yeah, oh, Glenn, you're so right. You know, I have 30 years in the software industry before I went into ministry, so I was a computer programmer, and there's what they call an if-then statement. So if this happens, then we apply that to God so often. If you give me this, Lord, then I will be happy. Well, I've learned that sometimes he gives me what I asked for, and I'm not happy. And it was actually something else that I didn't expect that made me happy. So I agree. Let's not put the Lord in a box. He does know what's best. And to anybody out there listening, this is not something that happens overnight. This is a process. This is what happens when we gradually walk with the Lord. I'm not there yet, but, you know, in, I don't know, 15 years since I had a pretty big conversion experience and I really did turn my life over to Christ, I see a huge difference in the way I think, in the way I believe in him.
Giving all that worry over to God as he leads you and me down the path that he wants you and me to follow. It's tough sometimes. Gary Zimek with some of the solutions this morning. Of course, Gary's book, Give Up Worry for Good, and you can find him and Gary's daily email reflections at followingthetruth.com, followingthetruth.com. Gary, thanks and God bless.
My pleasure, John. God bless you too.
Gary Zimek online at GaryZimek.com. 13 before the hour, we're headed into the Adoration Chapel, and we want to take your prayer intentions with us, 888-914-9149. How may I pray for you before the Blessed Sacrament today? Taking your prayer intentions right now, 888-914-9149, as we continue. Plus, a fresh Glenn Story Corner coming up on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Because of you and Relevant Radio, I became pro-life. My husband and I had a miscarriage, and he found the station. And one day I was listening to it, and it just clicked. And I texted him right away, I love you, I am pro-life. And when we got home, he just hugged me and said, thank you so much.
Please join Relevant Radio in our hourly Memorare campaign for an end to abortion and the protection of all human life from conception to natural death. Our next goal is 400 million Memorares. Add your Memorare for life at relevantradio.com. Let's pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Supported by the University of Mary.
This is Monsignor Shea, President of the University of Mary. And if you don't know Mary, it's time we met. We have 60 undergraduate majors within five schools: business, engineering, education, arts and sciences, and the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. We have NCAA athletics and a vibrant Catholic culture. University of Mary is the nation's most affordable, serious Catholic university. Come to Mary.life.
The Most Reverend Salvatore J. Corleone, Archbishop of San Francisco, has released a deeply moving and important letter to the souls under his pastoral care. Titled, Before I Formed You in the Womb, I Knew You, it fosters the human dignity of the unborn, Holy Communion, and Catholics in public life. Read this letter at inthewomb.org. inthewomb.org. A message of support from the Archdiocese of San Francisco.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I'm Jim Burnham, covering for the traveling Patrick Madrid, who will be back on the show tomorrow.
I'm going to be depressed all day. This is the first time I ever called in to the radio, and I was hoping to get Patrick Madrid.
No! Listen, I know. Well, see, yeah, see, God has, he's tempered your expectations. Expectations minus the reality of Jim Burnham equals disappointment. Thank you, Mark.
8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, that's all right. That's really funny.
That's great.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
It's 10 before the hour on Friday morning. Glenn's got a fresh story corner coming up. I'll be in the Adoration Chapel in a couple of hours, and I want to take your prayer intentions with me. And also know that your prayer intentions share with Drew Mariani, and he'll pray for them this afternoon in the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 Central. And I'll also offer Eucharist for your prayer intentions today at Mass, tomorrow morning at Mass, and Sunday as well. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 for your prayer intentions. Beginning with Rosemary in Union, New York. Hi, Rosemary. How may we pray for you?
Hi, this is Rosemary from Union, New Jersey. I wanted to ask for mercy and blessings for my friend's husband, whose name is Fred. He has COPD, and he's very scared. And then also, I would like to ask for prayers for myself for healing of my right foot. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
We'll be praying. Make sure he gets to a doctor, because COPD, there are a number of ways. My mom had COPD, and there are a number of ways to live with it and make it much more comfortable. So we'll be praying for Fred today. And thank you so much, Rosemary. Thanks for listening in Union, New Jersey to Relevant Radio 1430. Angela's in Minneapolis this morning. Hi, Angela. How may we pray for you?
Hi, thank you so much. Could you please pray for my 13-year-old son, Vincent? He's struggling with some depression, and he has to have some courage to make some really tough choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying for peace and courage for him. Thank you so much.
And we'll invoke St. Dymphna's very powerful intercession, and that St. Dymphna prayer. I don't know if you've prayed it. You can find it. I believe it's on our Relevant Radio app. I got to double check it, but the power of St. Dymphna. Yeah, check that out. And as a mom, you'll appreciate that St. Dymphna prayer, and she'll be a very powerful intercessor for Vincent. And I'll be praying for him today. Angela, thanks. 888-914-9. Take care. 888-914-9149 here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're praying for you, Isabel,
in Minnesota. Isabel's got a friend who's suffering from brain cancer. Susie, thank you very much for your prayer intention for your mom's surgery, that the Lord guide the surgeon's hands today and she have a full recovery. Our Lady of Good Health, please pray for Susie's mom in California, Maria in California, whose son doesn't believe in God. Maria, this is our number one prayer intention here at Relevant Radio as we talk about bringing family members and loved ones back to the faith. Bernice is in Washington State. Bernice, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Thank you. I would like to pray for Father Peter Dennis on the one-year anniversary of his death. He gave 58 years to the Order of the SSCC, the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, at Damien High School in Laverne. And he was just a wonderful priest. He saved so many souls by bringing them back to the Catholic Church. And I would like to honor him on his one-year anniversary of going straight to heaven, I'm sure.
I'll pray for the repose of his soul, Bernice. Thank you so much. 888-914-9149. River in Wilmington, North Carolina. How may we pray for you?
I'd like everybody to pray for me. I know that sounds kind of selfish, but...
Oh, that's okay.
I have a brain condition called neuroleptic malignant syndrome, and it's awful, and I want a cure, and I want everybody with a brain disease to, I want prayers for them.
Okay.
It's awful.
That's a beautiful prayer intention, River. We'll be praying for you. Keep us updated on how you're doing. Let's go to Brooklyn, New York. Craig, good morning. How may we pray for you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you. My intention is for my niece, Emily, who should be receiving her pathology today from her second surgery with cancer, and we hope that she's fully healed. And for my great-nephew, Jameson, who was born 6 weeks early and is still in the hospital, and hope that he gets full health and can return to home.
Craig, I'll pray for both of those before the Blessed Sacrament today, for your niece Emily and for Jameson as well, for a full recovery. Craig, thanks so much for listening in Brooklyn, New York. Let's go all the way down to the end of I-95 in Miami, Florida. Maggie, good morning. How may I pray for you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my phone call. Please pray for my son who is graduating tomorrow. Although he's had years of faith formation in Catholic school, sometimes he goes a little bit wayward and doesn't live in the truth, and has struggled a little bit with, with alcohol, with his friends. And it just, I know it sounds kind of trivial. It is going.
It's not. No, it's not. No.
Yeah. So I worry because he's
sure.
Leaving out of state.
Sure.
Just want him to stay in the truth, live in the truth, have this, the virtue of seriousness, as St. Joseph. I'm always invoking St. Joseph, and for him to mimic those virtues, and for him to really study hard. What can I tell you?
It's a beautiful prayer intention, and you're such a good and loving mom, Maggie, and we'll take all of those intentions before the Blessed Sacrament today, okay? What's your son's first name?
Lawrence.
Okay,
Lawrence.
We're going to pray for Lawrence. All right, and also extend our congratulations in his graduation as well. So that's good. Yeah. We'll be praying for Lawrence, Maggie. Thank you so much, Margaret in Colorado Springs. How may we pray for you?
Hi. Yeah. I would like to pray for my 23-year-old daughter, and for a cure for her Hashimoto's disease and osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Danny. And I'd also like to pray for my parish priest who had his identity stolen, and so he's going through a lot of struggle.
Oh, my. Wow.
That. So, those two.
We'll take both of those prayer intentions in the Adoration Chapel today, Margaret. Thank you so much. Connie's in Kentucky. Connie, how may we pray for you?
Hi. I'd like to pray for my sister Judy, who is having surgery to have because she has uterine cancer today, and she has a 26-year-old disabled son. So she's so worried that everything is going to be contained and that the surgery will be all she needs.
We're going to pray for that full healing, Connie. Thank you so much. We'll be praying for Judy today. Thank you so much. Speaking of Judy, let's go to a Judy in Plymouth, Minnesota. Judy, good morning. How may we pray for you?
I'd like you to pray for my brother Dick, who will be having cardiac surgery today, and also for my nieces and nephews not practicing their faith.
All right. We'll take all of those prayer intentions with us into the Adoration Chapel this morning. Judy, keep us abreast of how everyone's doing. Mark in Philadelphia, how may we pray for you?
Yes, please pray for our dear friend Paul. He's a husband and father of five kids, one of whom is in formation in religious life. Paul had a massive stroke last week and is in a coma in the hospital now.
Okay, we're going to pray for a miracle. And of course, I'll be sharing that with Drew Mariani, and he will be praying for Paul and for all of these intentions today in the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock Central. Mark, thank you so much. Keep us posted. John@relevantradio.com. Just shoot me some email and let me know how he's doing and anything else that we can do. Thank you so much, Mark. If you weren't able to get through, you can send your prayer intentions online to relevantradio.com/pray. relevantradio.com/pray. So if you weren't able to get through, just do that. And again, I'll share all of these prayer intentions with Drew, and he will pray for them in the Divine Mercy Chaplet this afternoon. Our time now is 2 minutes before the hour, and it's time for today's Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called The Importance of Being Flexible. Bubble Wrap celebrated its 61st anniversary in January. Although the primary function is to provide cushioned security, bubble wrap was originally invented as wallpaper. In the late 50s, a New York City designer was looking for a new type of textured wall covering. The idea never took off. Inventors Mark Chervain and Al Fielding envisioned a different application for the bubbly wallpaper and created an industry with annual revenues of well over $4 billion. The vision of these two inventors made the difference between success and failure for bubble wrap. There are endless possibilities for those who are willing to be flexible and stretch their imagination. 1 Corinthians 9:22 finds Paul saying, "To the weak I became weak to win the weak. I've become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some."
And you're never too old for bubble wrap, right? Even when something comes today in a package, Glenn, you have to play with the bubble wrap, right?
Absolutely. There's even a website. You can roll the mouse over the bubbles and they make the popping sound.
You're kidding me. You got to send me that link. We'll play. And it's probably going to be our most requested link today. The Glenn Story Corner podcast up on our continuously updated Relevant Radio app. If you have a story for Glenn, our email address is morningair@relevantradio.com. And Patrick Madrid is coming up next here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.